Random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artist, and welcome to the studio where today I am going to talk about mindsets. Obviously, if you watched my last video, you know that something happened that was leading to a lot of burnout, and I just am at that place where I'm determined to just not let that happen again. So I've been contemplating a lot about like what happened, what put me there, and stuff like that. And I want to share a recent revelation with you guys. I started to really think about what it was that I was doing approaching an art career. And when I say art career, like, you got to realize, you guys, like, this is my life, right? It's not even like an art career. It is a lifestyle. This is it. This is what I do. I do this, you know, I'm married to my partner, basically, in this creative business. These are my notes that I wrote down as I was contemplating this the other day. And essentially, what I realized was that I was living a life where more and more, I started to think about the comparison game, right? Little by little, I kind of circumvented myself into doing this comparison game, not so much about like other artists and their art and stuff like that, but more along the lines of like, why is this person all of a sudden doing so well? And they just showed up on the scene and I've been doing this for 8 years. I must be doing something, you know, like that whole game. Go on social media and you don't watch yourself, you will most definitely fall into this weird comparison game. So there I was, not even realizing it, but doing this thing where I was comparing my success to someone else's success. It was weird because then sometimes I was making myself feel better by the fact that like, oh, well, this person doesn't have as many followers, you know, like just stupid things like that. You get into this comparison place and then all of a sudden your focus goes where you don't want it to go. The next thing that which was brought on by comparison was competing. Then I was like secretly, not even in person competing, like not even like approaching people and like, let's compete. Like with the books, I was like competing against other authors, like well-established authors too, which I was like, I'm saying better stuff than you are. Again, that kind of circumvented into my system because I didn't even realize that I was competing, but like these were the background thoughts that were going on. These were the gems that were going on in my head. The thing that comes on the heels of competing is criticizing. Then at that point, I was either criticizing them, right? Like, well, you're not that great, you know, and all that stuff. Or I was using them to criticize myself. After this, either self-criticism or criticizing of others, then came complaining. Then at that point, then I was complaining, right? Because like my life was not going the way that I wanted it to. These people's fault and those people. And I created this complete and utter barrier around myself when it came to the world and other people. So why am I going through this? So I was basically just complaining. I was comparing, I was criticizing, I was competing, and I was complaining. That was basically what was going on in my mind at the time. Don't I have enough money? Why does this guy seem to be successful and I'm not successful? I offer so, you know, like blah, 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 blah. I have better art. Da, 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 da. And I could tell you right now, it was an absolute effing nightmare. It was not fun. We all kind of know that like, it's not great to be there and it's really not going to get you anywhere. If you're constantly like competing with other people and complaining and criticizing and all that stuff, you're really not going to get anywhere because you're not focused on the things that are going to actually move you forward in life and in your art career. What could I do in this situation? And I realized that I needed to switch things up, make myself aware, right? Because apparently I wasn't aware for a while. Make myself aware. How do I become aware that I am comparing, that I am competing? I needed to give myself those opposite words to really like, okay, so if I'm doing this comparison game, instead of comparing, I need to comprehend, right? I want to comprehend. I want to understand. It's not about comparing myself to someone else. It's about understanding someone else's work, understanding somebody else's mythology, understanding just getting to that place that if I am going to spend any time focused on that, right, that I'm going to make it something where I'm allowing myself to understand what is going on. So instead of comparing, it's comprehending. Then comes up, obviously, competing. So now you're competing. And I realized that when you're competing, you're kind of separating, you're kind of like isolating yourself into this thing, right? Where it's all about you and you, you're just kind of trapped, right? So I was like, what is the opposite of that competing where you're like, oh, you know, like I'm better, or you're better, or all that stuff. And what I realized, it was kind of opening up and connecting. There always is this connection, right? Where it's like, no, we're working together. Like, you know, as artists, we don't compete against one another. We're basically artists. We're the ones that are creating very unique arts that are ours, and we're not competing with anyone. We're in this together. So that's where I was like, okay, so if I'm not in a place of connection, then it means that I'm in this place where I'm competing, and obviously that's not going to get me anywhere. The next one obviously is criticize. And this one is one that I am actually a little embarrassed to admit that I got there pretty easily. I found myself just criticizing people that were doing things that I wanted to do, right? So like best-selling authors and like artists that had these huge installations going on that I was like, just, you know, like there's this jealousy there. Why am I not doing this? I've been doing this for over a decade. What's funny is that a lot of these artists and authors have been doing this for like 2 decades, right? They've been doing it twice as long as I have. But instead of like understanding that, right, because I didn't take the time to comprehend or anything like that, basically what I was doing was just, and I realized that if I find myself in a place of criticism, then it means that I'm off the rails. So instead of criticizing, commending, right? You commend other people for their successes. You commend other people for what they've accomplished, understanding full well that it takes a lot of work to get there, to that place. It doesn't just happen overnight. Instead of criticizing someone else, which is a total distraction from your own time, you commend them. Thank you. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. And really genuinely feel that, like, you know, hey, they deserve it. Because if you don't believe that they deserve it, then when it starts happening for you, you're not going to believe that you deserve it. All this stuff leads to then complaining. So if I find myself sitting there and complaining, chances are that in that sense of complaining, I am just focused on everything that's going wrong, right? Everything that's going wrong, look at this guy, blah, 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 and basically I'm using other people as an excuse to complain, and I am complaining about my own career, my own life, all that stuff. I get it, you guys. Sometimes you feel really justified in complaining, and that's fine. I'm not saying don't complain about stuff if you really, really want to, if you feel the need to complain about stuff. But in all honesty, like, it's rare to find somebody complaining that actually finds a solution amidst their complaining. In those moments, I realized that if I'm focused on the problem or focused on what I don't want or focused on any of that stuff, then it means that I'm not focused on the opposite spectrum of that, right? Which is to cherish. So instead of complaining, it's I find things to cherish, right? I find things to focus on that are positive. I already know everything that I need to know about the thing that I'm complaining. So like, it doesn't do me any good to just sit there in that space. I want to move my energy to a place where like I'm focused on the opportunities, I'm focused on the things so that my brain can focus on solutions as opposed to the problem. So there you have it. Instead of comparing, competing, criticizing, and complaining, it's all about comprehending, connecting, commending, and cherishing. I know some of you guys are going to be like, oh, it's so touchy-feely. You got to ask yourself at the end of the day, how do I want to live my life? Do I want to live my life freaking comparing myself to everyone out there and like being stressed out about it, competing, criticizing, complaining? Ugh. Do you want to live your life that way? Or would you rather like just, you know, get to know the world, comprehend, connect, compliment people, commend people, live and focus on the things that you cherish, you know, because at the end of the day, that's the way that I want to live. I am one of those weirdos out there that knows for a fact, because I've experienced it throughout my life as an artist and, you know, and beyond, that you basically, your reality, your thoughts, your mindset, everything like that, that's what surrounds you. That's your world. That's the filter that you see your world through. That is the reality that you create. It is whatever it is that you think, that's what's going on. So if you're in a place where you're constantly comparing, competing, criticizing, and complaining, that's not a great place to live. I think I might have ranted there. So yeah, either way, take from this what you will. I think you guys are absolutely amazing and you are totally awesome. And thank you for, you know, being with us through the years, watching us go through these processes where like it's like, ah, shit, the shit hit the fan. And then, you know, like being able to pull out and have these conversations. I just love talking about this stuff. And I love having you guys out there to talk about this stuff too. So, yeah, other than that, have an amazing, amazing week. You guys are absolutely amazing. I totally adore you. And if you like this and you want to watch more like this, just click right over here to subscribe. And that's it. I will talk to you guys later. Adios.